spring and exercise. With the brand new winter air, exercising in spring is without compare. Day by day, we get to see spring, spring, until the season is in full swing. This may come as a surprise, but spring may even decide your exercise. Bicycling, dancing, jogging, hiking, a mix thereof, or some other thing. Spring is sure to inspire you to something. I confess that I may be biased, as for me spring has always been a blast. I count the days until the first day of spring, as you never know what adventure it will bring. I also count the days until Groundhog Day. I disagree with Punxsutawney Phillip, but like him anyway. My own exercise had a slow start, as it is, after all, a form of art. I began by hiking and camping at North House, and I was scared as a little mouse. There was a thunderstorm like no other, and I thought I wasn't going to make it any further. But I stayed over 4 weeks and came back with rosy cheeks. Then, to keep moving forward, I get a bicycle. Ooh, one time I got so cold that I felt like an icicle. My first and second and third bike fell apart, but it was a great start. From Lake Erie to 14 Mile, I criss-crossed the I-275 trail. It was an adventure on a whole new scale. And I resumed my jogging adventures as well. That's how I found the I-275 trail. Jogging has always been hard for me, until dancing set me free. Jogging never helped me jog better, but dancing made it so that I can run longer and in any weather. Dancing enhances endurance and strength, and then you can jog any length. In time, I'll learn to jog faster too. That is something that's on top of my to-do. Going full speed is not wise. One should start with a slow and long exercise. Sometimes it is hard to decide, and not all can easily jog or ride. Spring makes it so that nobody ever gives up. They often start by hiking, muttering, "I ain't no buttercup." That's why I think it is best to set New Year's resolutions for spring, because it helps us with everything.